Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner finally got Abner's father calmed down yesterday after the old man had battled an imaginary Union army for a few hours. And since then, everything has been going along peacefully. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store enjoying the calm and quiet atmosphere.
Whereabouts is your papa yesterday, Abner? Keep expecting him to come in the store here.
Well, you don't need to worry about that today, Lum. He's in a good, safe place for the whole day.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad. Wait a minute. Don't tell me they got him in jail again.
Oh, no, no. He's over at Grandpa and Grandma Master's place. See, this is their golden wedding anniversary.
It is?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I do know. Have Otis and Clementine been married that long?
Yeah, yeah, they been married just about 50 years now, I reckon.
Well, natural. That's what golden wedding means.
Huh?
Means they've been running in double harness for half a century now.
Half a century? I thought you said it was 50 years.
Well, it is. They're the same. Grandpa and Grandma been married for both a half a century and 50 years.
You mean 100 years old together?
Oh, for goodness sake, no.
Mom, they couldn't have been married that long. They ain't that old, I know.
Well, I never said they was.
Well, the way you got it figured out there, they must have been married before they was even born. I know they never done that.
Well, Abner, why?
I admit some days it seems like you've been married since before you was born, Lum. But it ain't the truth. See, you got to get married while you get a license.
I know that.
Well, what made you think the masters had been married 100 years?
I never thought that.
Well, now, you got mixed up for summers, Lum, because I know that's all they've been married is just around 50 years.
You sure about that?
Yeah, yeah. You see how it works now, Lum?
Yeah, I see.
Anytime you get mixed up on them things, Lum, you just come to me and I'll straighten you out on them.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you.
Proud to help you all I can.
I appreciate that.
Just any old time you got a question, Lum, old boy, don't be bashful. You just speak right up.
Uh-huh.
All of us glad to help out an old friend.
Well, that's nice.
Facts is, Lum, old friend, any time you're stumped on it...
Will you hush up before I whop you one?
Huh?
I mean, sometimes you're more aggravating than your papa is, if that's possible.
Huh?
How I ever stand it when both of you are here, I'll never know.
Well, Papa ain't going to be around here today. I told you I'd take him over to the master's place, Lum.
Oh, was you over there, too?
Why, sure, I said. See, Papa weren't sure just how to get there. Well, I wanted to congratulate him anyway, so I went over there with him.
Yeah, maybe I ought to run over there myself, shake hands with him, congratulate him.
If you do, Lum, you ought to take him a little present of some kind, something made out of gold. Elizabeth said that's what you're supposed to do on a body's golden wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I know that. Maybe I could take him a goldfish or something.
Yeah, that's a dog. I wish I'd have thought of that. I could have got one from that little bait chum, and he's got a whole bowl of them over there.
What'd you take him?
Well, Elizabeth sent Grandma over a nice gold napkin ring with her initials scratched on it there.
Genuine gold?
Well, I reckon so. I paid 60 cents for it, not including the carving that the fella put on there. That cost me 46 cents, I believe.
Oh, well, that couldn't be sterling gold. That's some other kind.
Then I taken Grandpa a nice toothbrush over there for him.
Toothbrush? Well, what's that got to do with gold?
Well, he's got gold teeth, ain't he?
Yeah, but I don't believe you quite get the idea about this gold.
Well, Grandpa sure liked that toothbrush. And then Papa taking him a nice present, big bouquet of goldenrod.
Goldenrod?
Yeah, he picked it himself. Oh, he's so proud of that.
Well, for goodness sakes, don't he know that Grandma and Grandpa both got the hay fever or something wonderful?
Don't guess that's right, ain't it? I noticed that when Papa handed them to Grandma, tears come in her eyes, but I thought she was just puddling up from joy and sentiment, you know.
Granny, you ought to have thought of that, Abner.
Yeah, I know it, Doggett. I don't know how come that to slip my life.
Can't your papa do nothing right?
Well, he never knows.
Go clean out of his way to do something wrong.
Well, Lom, he wanted to take him a golden flower, and he either had to take him golden rod or a dog flannel one. He figured golden rod was better. It's only yeller flower there is. And besides, anything that Papa brung over there, they'll like. See, he's sort of their favorite friend. Fact is, I reckon he's, well, call him the guest of honor at the anniversary, I reckon.
Guest of honor, huh?
Yeah, see, Papa stood up with Otis when him and Clementine got married 50 years ago.
Oh, I never knew that before.
Yeah, he was best man, they called him.
I don't see how your papa ever stopped talking long enough for Otis and Clementine to get in their I do's.
Well, I don't reckon Papa was as talkative in them days long. And besides, I don't think nothing in the world could have kept Grandpa and Grandma Masters from getting married. Now, there is a couple that just seemed like they was meant for one another.
Yeah, they have hit it off.
Oh, that marriage is going to stick, yes, sir.
I never saw two folks that gets along as good as they do.
No.
Yeah, it's something pretty to look at. I don't believe they ever had a single fight since they've been married. Mm-hmm. Not hardly even an argument.
Oh, no. Yes, sir, they have been a happy couple.
You know, I've often thought, Abner, if I could have ever found myself a girl like Clementine Wadsworth, I wouldn't be cooking my own victuals and ironing my own britches today. Yes, sir, Otis is a lucky man.
No, he
is. A lucky man.
Yes, sir, luckiest one human that ever lived, I reckon. And, of course, on the other hand, now, she never done bad, neither. That Otis has been uncommonly good to her.
Oh, he has. He sure. He's a good provider.
Yes, he is. He is that. And I recollect he just spent days whittling down the handle of the hay fork so it'd fit them little hands of hers.
Oh, he was thoughty. Always trying to make things easy for her.
And I know for a fact now she was the first woman in Pine Ridge to have a store-bought scrubbing board. I recollect that. He ordered that thing for her.
Yeah, and I've heard her tell it 1,001 times about the time Otis put hobnails on her shoes so she wouldn't slip while she was plowing the hillside.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. He's a good man. Yes, sirree, Bob, a good man.
Oh, he's taking right a hoof. Got that little patch of ground over there from his paw when he passed on to his reward, and he's made an uncommon success out of himself.
Oh, yeah, they cleared that ground there and never will forget it. And he got a mule to help her pull the plow the first thing. He never made her pull
it. Always thinking of Clementine. Yeah. And he scratched out a living there. He's done good.
Yeah.
Uncommonly good.
A few years, and never more got his seed back hardly, but after that, he seemed to get along pretty good.
I wished every couple in the world could be as happy as them two there.
Oh, it'd be nice. I just wish you could have saw how happy they looked over there today. Standing there, smiling.
Yeah.
Had their arms around one another.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
Fact is, everybody there looked happy. All the relays, everybody having the time of their life.
Had a big crowd there, huh?
Oh, sure. All their children is there. And their grandchildren. Some of their great-grandchildren. All their faces scrubbed up, their hair combed, had on their good clothes, you know.
Yeah, must have been having quite a to-do over there.
Even Papa looked almost happy.
Well, that's a good place for him over there, I believe. He won't be able to stir up no trouble there.
Oh, he's enjoying himself, yeah. He was telling everybody when I left over where to stand for the Kodak, and he's sort of taking charge.
Oh, was he taking pictures?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Fact is, I believe Mike and I, everybody there had a Kodak. They's all out there in the backyard, Kodaking one another.
Family group, I can just see them.
Hey, you ought to saw the big cake they had, too, Lum. That was the prettiest thing I ever set my eyes on.
Big enough.
Oh,
how many layers was it?
Oh, it must have been at least four or six. Hmm. It was all decorated up, candy rosebuds on it. Then had happy anniversaries writ right across the top of it there.
Oh, I'd love to show that. Maybe I ought to go over there after all. Did they have a little man and woman perched up on top of the cake?
Oh, they had that thing. Man and woman perched up on top of it.
Yeah, you saw pictures of how they do that.
Stand on a cake?
Yeah.
Well, what do they want to do that for? Don't they like it?
Well, sure, they like it all right.
Well, why do they want to ruin it for them?
They ain't ruining it.
My doggies, they ain't helping it none. Standing on it, I'll say that.
I don't believe you get the idea of what I'm talking about.
I know. I saw cakes I'd rather stand on than eat. Facts is, Papa stirred up one for us last night over at the place, and I believe a horse could have stood on that thing and not made a dent in it, but that cake over at the Masters' place, Lum, that looked like a good one today.
I don't mean folks actually get up and stand on the cake. I mean they just take some little toy dolls and dress them up to where they look like a bride and groom and set them up on the cake.
Oh, I thought you meant that.
I know what you thought, and I ought to know better than to ever mention it in the first place.
Of course, now come to think of it, all that big crowd over there, somebody's more likely apt to step in that cake before the day gets over. So
well, just
careful.
Forget it, Admiral.
Yeah,
I've never
seen
you. Wait a minute. There comes Grandpappy Spears up out there.
Grandpap? Hmm. Our doggies to celebrate must be over.
Oh, was he over at the Masters?
Oh, he was there big as life.
Yeah, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap. Come on back. Have they broke up over there already?
Broke up?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
Well, we just seen you coming in there and just allowed the party's over.
You have a good time, Grandpap?
Best pigeon-toed time I ever had in my life. I wouldn't have missed that flat-footed anniversary for nothing.
Well.
Yeah, that papa yours sure livens up a party, Abner. I'll say that for him.
Well, I'm glad he enjoyed himself. Grandpap, did you get a piece of the anniversary cake?
I'll say I did. Right in my pigeon-toed face, too.
Right in your face.
Yes, sir. That Clementine can sure throw when she puts her mind to it.
Wait a minute. You mean Clementine Masters throwed a piece of cake at you?
Well, no. She was actually aiming at Otis.
At Otis, her man?
Yeah, that was just before she left for Hatfield to live with her daughter.
Huh?
Wait a minute. You mean she's left Grandpa, left him flat? That's the way he was the last time I seen him, flat on the floor with cake all over him.
By the land sakes, who broke up that happy old couple? Who started it, Grandpa?
Who started it? Abner, are you joshing?
Oh, you mean it was...
Yes, sir, that's right. And the last I seen of your papa, he is throwing Kodaks at the relay.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.